How is storytelling a form of survival? R. Eric Thomas, senior staff writer at Elle Magazine and board member at Free State Justice, tells us more.
Think of a dinner party. A big, raucous, lively, long into the night dinner party. Maybe it's a family dinner. Family of origin, family of choice. Strangers that fell into familial rhythms minutes after meeting. What are they saying? They're exchanging ideas about the way they experience the world. They're doing what we all do to be heard and seen. They're telling stories. We tell stories to live. Far too often, the stories of people in marginalized groups, including LGBTQ people, go unheard, unrecorded, and often, tragically, forgotten. It doesn't have to be this way. In August of 2019, the Maryland Department of Education announced it would expand state curriculum to include the history of the LGBTQ rights movement. The decision illustrates the way that the humanities, particularly storytelling, can be deployed as tools for creating a more just society. Telling the stories, past, present, and future, of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Marylanders has repercussions far beyond the classroom. By telling the truth of our lives, we locate ourselves within the larger narrative of the state, the nation, and the world. We affirm that we exist and have always existed, and that we matter. Years ago, I was hired to coach LGBTQ seniors on storytelling for a project intended to capture experiences of housing discrimination that had gone unreported. The stories these seniors told often shocked and saddened me, but they also, at times, enthralled. As they talked about their lives, the incidental details and anecdotal flourishes came pouring out. I heard about loves won and lost, career triumphs, dinner parties thrown. They told me the stories of their lives, histories that, because of the society they lived in, they often kept secret. I needed those stories. We all need those stories. I also saw myself in those stories. Echoes of the life I live now, a queer person in a freer society. I saw the path of those that came before me and the cultural heritage that they handed down. Think of your own history. Imagine you didn't have access to the experiences of your forebearers or your contemporaries. By extension, you'd lack an understanding of yourself and the world. When you tell the truth about who you are and what you've been through, no one can deny that you exist. We tell our stories to live.
Thomas recently released his first book, a collection of essays entitled Here for It. Learn more about his work at rericthomas.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Sarah Weissman.